Through their soybean checkoff, South Dakota soybean farmers are driving demand for their products by building connections with the buyers and users of U.S. soy. Recently, international trade teams came to South Dakota on fact-finding missions, visiting with farmers about their crops and the practices that go into producing abundant and quality soybeans. Colton area farmer Jeff Thompson welcomed a delegation from Thailand to his farm in August.
A lot of representation from some very big feed mills and meal buyers. And so came out to the farm, showed them some fields, and the field I took them out to was an irrigated soybean field and was able to fire up the irrigation, new irrigation system, you know, with my phone, you know, share that type of technology and stuff that what we are doing at a farmer level to ensure that there is a good quality and plentiful amount of soybeans.
For some, this is their first time in the U.S. and perhaps even their first visit to a farm, says Thompson, while others seek to strengthen old relationships.
One gal, she came up to me and says, showed me a picture, and it was from 2 years ago. She was at my farm out in the soybean field, and she remembered me because my family dog, my golden retriever, came out. She remembered the dog. So you never know what they're putting together, but they remember the relationship.
In September, a delegation from the Philippines swung through South Dakota, making stops near Claremont, Woolsey, and Valley Springs, visiting with farmers, checking out the soybean crop, and generally learning the value and quality of U.S. soybeans. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota Soybean Checkoff.